Affinity, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here.
Awesome.
Thank
I'm
you for having me.
Excited to welcome to the program Affinity Konar, author of Mischling. And Affinity, I started to kind of read up on this and look at this. And being a history major, I'm absolutely blown away by this story for sure. Tell us how you decided to write this book.
I'm not even sure if I really actually ever decided to write it. It was something that just kind of came to me, and I couldn't turn my back on it. It's hard to think of a concrete moment where I said I'm going to write this book, because the book is just such an incredibly daunting task and such a sort of big burden to take on. But when I was around 16, I found a book called Children of the Flames by Lisette Lagnado. And that book details the experience of the twins within Auschwitz and the experience of Joseph Mengele alongside it. And I could never stop thinking about this story. It was just absolutely haunting.
Oh, I mean, it is so haunting. And with Joseph Mengele and what he did, the experiments he conducted, oh my gosh. To think that was happening is sickening, what was happening in that time and day. Oh my, I mean, that's, I think, that really gets people to speak about this. We hear about the gas chambers. We hear about, you know, the atrocities of that time period. But even just this alone and what they were thinking of doing, it just blows your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard to do this kind of research and go about your day normally. Just looking at the pictures, I think that's one of the hardest parts of it. It is a sort of confrontation with the unspeakable.
Absolutely. So let's take us through the characters in this, but I mean, the things you discovered. Before that, let's talk about what you were able to discover in your research, then to find out the atrocities that name some of the things that he did in experiments he conducted and things like that.
Well, one of his chief interests was trying to determine how to engineer a genetic perfection. So obviously twins were sort of the perfect control for that kind of experiment. He would tamper with one twin and leave the other intact. You know, he would, the experiments are just terrifying to describe. He would put things into their eyes to try to change their eye color. He would perform vivisections without anesthesia. A lot of these things were just kind of the tinkerings of a madman. And he also had a sort of psychological interest as well. He would go ahead and separate twins who seemed particularly bonded to each other just to see how they would fare outside of each other's company. That alone was just horrifying to me. So,
absolutely.
And, you know, all these things were performed in terrible conditions with no considerations to the pain of the patients, the pain of the children or the pregnant women. Met so many subjects. So many people fell into his hands. Anyone who had some sort of genetic interest for him was subjected to these tortures.
And it's very, very, very scary what happened. So then that leads to what your characters in your book. So tell us about the characters in your book.
Well, the book is told from two different perspectives, and they're both 12-year-old girls, and Stasha and Pearl Zamorski. And it's interesting because the girls used to be boys when I first envisioned the book, but they always had the same personalities. I always wanted Stasha to be sort of fixated on vengeance, and that would be her pursuit throughout the novel, sort of confronting Mengele and trying to grapple with these things that he had done to them. And the character of Pearl was always supposed to sort of pursue forgiveness and to bear witness to these atrocities with a very kind of clear perspective, while Stasha is prone to being far more emotive and rebellious, and she's also a daydreamer. So,
yeah,
the novel switches back and forth between these two perspectives, just in an attempt to kind of tunnel towards some sort of union between the two.
Definitely, and the being able to have one person that's willing to confront while the other person has another thought process, that's what's interesting about putting these two characters together in separate but the same story.
Yeah, that was very difficult for me to do. It was very hard to inhabit two distinct mindsets, and I'd have to go back and sort of work on one set of chapters at one point, and you know, one day I'd do Pearl's chapters and look for continuity, and then the next I'd look at Stasha's. So it was quite a balancing act, and I often was not sure that I could pull that off. But it was very satisfying to write. It was a great challenge.
That when thinking about, you know, how you dealt with it yourself, because what people don't understand, writers, they live through their characters. So they start to feel some of the feelings of the characters, great writers. So Affinity, you started to feel the pain of those two characters, didn't you, in writing this?
I think most people reading about these histories are going to be in deep pain. I think it's unavoidable. Writing is this act of empathy, so I was immersed in it in a fairly unique way, perhaps, but I think everybody's just going to be affected by these things. And what was interesting was that as I pressed on, I felt almost kind of sheltered by the bond between the two girls. And, you know, that bond was just inspired by so many of the twins who had been subjected to these tortures. They had these extreme bonds of love that just sheltered them and carried them through. They protected each other, and you know, in some cases it's hard to imagine them enduring without their twins at their side. So there was a great deal of pain, but you also just can't help but be inspired too.
Absolutely. Now, what happened with Mengele, that people discovered what he did? In the book, do you touch upon the history of what happens to him once they find out he did all these experiments?
Mm-hmm.
Who discovered all this later on so that you knew what his zoo was like?
Oh, well, I mean, he had been sending all of his files to a mentor in Berlin. They were very traceable. There was, of course, a lot of efforts to conceal access in the camp, but there were also many witnesses left behind. There, you know, a lot of Jewish physicians had to work for him as well. I mean, that's kind of one of the most terrifying things about it, was that there were these doctors who were forced to endure not only their own torture, but they were put in his employ. They had to find a way to sabotage him, and also they had to carry out his demands.
No.
So there's this terrible sort of legacy there.
Right. And is this your first time coming to Miami, Affinity?
Yes, that will be my first time. I'm very excited.
And so are you traveling from north? Are you in a warm? What area are you from?
I'm going to be coming from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Is
okay.
Going to,
so,
yes. So yeah. it's going to be a nice jaunt for me, though, for sure. I am sort of a housebound writer, so.
Yeah, getting to meet all these amazing people. It's just amazing when you get to the Miami Book Fair and you go into the media room and they have this awesome spread out for you guys. I've only covered it once where I've been there. Every other time I had to be in my cold confines of Pittsburgh. But I absolutely am astonished by just the camaraderie of the authors, being able to share things as writers, the successes, failures, challenges, and talking to each other, and then getting to see your fan base that came to the Miami Book Fair just to meet you and learn more about your story. So do you know what you're going to be doing? Are you, do you have been told if you're having a presentation or anything at the Miami Book Fair?
I believe I'm sitting in on the panel. Yeah, I'm really excited because I just, you know, as we were saying, I just don't get to mingle much with other writers or people. The thought that anyone will be coming to see me is very incredible. So,
well, the story is incredible. Your success has been incredible so far on Amazon, and I'm sure you've been excited about that. And who knows, once you get to Miami, how much more the book will have success. But can you tell me the best place we can find information on you and purchase your book? Where can we go?
Amazon is a great resource. They've been so supportive of the book. And then I have a website at affinityconar.com. And the
awesome.
Book is published by Lee Boudreaux Books, an imprint of Little Brown. And they have just been amazing to me in the book. I couldn't ask for a better home for them.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. I tell you, this story is something that makes people really think. Let's hope we never get to this point again in our history, that somebody performs these horrific acts. And by you writing it, it's going to live on, so that if people hear of these experiments, they're going to let people know quickly, regardless of where in the world it could happen. And by putting this into light and the suffering that people went through, we'll make them more and more looking at our people who are bigots and the challenges that the Jewish people and people in general during that Nazi regime had to go through. So I appreciate you calling and take care.
Oh, well, thank you so much for highlighting the book. I appreciate it.
I really hope
I can contribute in some small way to what you described. Thank you.
Well, you definitely are. So take care. See you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Author's Corner, and we'll be back in just a moment.